Mois zu Sei Bnei Bina Yemei Shmoina Kovu Shiru Renani. It's a couple of Pshotim that the Welt is over. One maybe from them to come to Nun Nekude as Negeat Os Lemaise in unserem Isgeres in Yonei Chanukah. The Shaila is, but everyone knows the Shtel, Yemei Bino, Yemei Shmoino, Kovushiru, Renoinim, Bnei Bino, Klal Yisrael have all different Hagdores, Tzadikim, Chasidim, Yeshorim, Tapuchim, all different Hagdores for Klal Yisrael. Why Klal Yisrael are Mukhtar in this place? Klal Yisrael have a Hagdore Bnei Bino. So anders sagen Pshat lefi dem Medrashim Shir Ashirim, the Medrash says, Adudoyim nosnu reach, ve'al pischeinu kol megodim, famous Medrash in Bereishis Rabo, Zion, Shir Ashirim Rabo, Adudoyim nosnu reach, zu Ruven, ve'al kol pischeinu kol megodim, zinder Chanike, the Meforshim, Tzidkas Yosef, they speak, what is the Shaykhes? And they say that from the Dudoyim, Yisachar came out. Yisachar, the Pasuk says, Bnei Yisachar, Yoide Bino Loitim, Yisachar was Chamoir Goyren, Yisachar was the Amolo Shel Teira, the Avono Shel Teira. And in Chanukah, like we spoke, the last word is the Oir HaToiro, Kiner Mitzvah V'Toiro Oir, this is the Avoido of Chanukah. So Anders Ogen, this is the Pshat, Bnei Bino Yemei Shpoino, that Chanukah is the Yontef, like we said, this is the whole Asva, that Chanukah is the Yontef from Kabbalah Shel Teira Shebaal Peh, and the Amolo Shel Teira. So take the people that don't have Shaychas, the Teira Shebaal Peh, take don't have Shaychas to Chanukah. Anushkin Shaychas. Chanukah is the Yontef from Teira Shebaal Peh. I said often once a story of my brother, was a shul in America, I don't know where's the shul. So it was a balabatim given though. So it was a chunk, I don't know if you know, some shuls, they have like a chunk party in the middle of davening. So the Mahalach was a thing after Kiras HaTeres, Psechosh of a chunk, with Kishke, Kedach Balabatim Chshuvim. Slowly, slowly, you know, some Balabatim in Shvi already, they would go out to the chunk. And then slowly, slowly, in Shishi, you know, Chaps are good places. Then, you know, already, Noch the Shlishi already, was already divided the chunk. In the end, was a group of people, you know, they took out the Sefer Teres, and they went to eat the chant, most of them were back. Okay, so my brother was his chavrusa, they decided to make a mechor. And they made a mechor, you know, people mevazik of the teira, they eat chant instead of kriyas teira. So his chavrusa, that's what he said, it was his chavrusa, he organized that, you know, that shul, you know, they would hire rabbis to speak, yeah? And if they had their own rabbi. So he organized lel simchas teira, that he would be the speaker in that shul. Kids got up. Simchas Teira. And he said that Lemaise, Klal Yisrael learned the ganze yor the Teira. We read it, we follow it, we keep it. Kum Simchas Teira, we take it out and we dance with it. And the Moshe, he said, the people of Moshe that the whole year they eat chant. So tonight they will dance with the pots. So he had to run out the window because everyone in the shul ran up. So he jumped, I think, 2 floors down to be saved. So Chanukah is Bnei Bino Yemei Shmoino. The Bochim Taka that don't learn Be'iyun, that don't have Shaychus to the family of Iyun, of Teira Shebaal Peh, maybe Taka they don't have to go to parties of Chanukah. So sad, you see the other way around. The people that are not Bnei Bino, they try to make Yemei Shmoino. Yeah? Now, every night they try to make a party. But that's just a trick. The Bnei Bino Yemei Shmoino. The people that are sitting learning Teira Shebaal Peh, this is the Yontef. Chanukah is the Yontef of Teira Shebaal Peh. So the people that take have shaykhs at Teresh Baal Peh. This is one mahalach. It's not what I really want to go into. So there's another mahalach. They say, what's the pshat? Bnei Bino Yemei Shmoino. The Bis Yosef brings the famous kasha for the Bis Yosef. Why they light the menorah for 8 days? The nest was only 7 days. So it's bavus with the Alta Mikelem. Everyone says that even the first day is a nest. Misha'om alachoy metz v'yidlak. Huyayim ol ha'shemen v'yidlak. When the Teva, the Ramban says al Atere, kol ma'aseinu min anisim anugloim, ono yiduim al anisim she'eino nigloim, shekol darcheinu Teva hu nes, וזה עיקר האמונה, ייסד קבול הסתירו, ואין לו אדם חלק בתרס מוישה, אם אין מאמין שכל מה שנעשה, אין היה לו בגזרס יסבורך שמוי. זה רב שמור עזרסקי בסי, על המול, סדוס דפשט. בינו, רשי says in פרשס תצוות, דוס מייבין דובר מתח דובר. So from the ness of the seven days, they chapped that the first day is also a ness. So בני בינו, ימי שמיינו. The Bnei Bino Taki Chab, that is a mockim of Yemei Shmoyna. Echad is not really what I want to go into. The Maharal brings down that Rabbi Yosef as a kasha. Why as a kasha bichlal, we never make a nes on mitzvahs. We spoke about it last week. The Andere Weg, we don't make a nes on mitzvahs. We make a nes if Hashem saves us. Hashem was zechet in mekayim a mitzvah v'machta yontef. Now the Teretz is, the Maharal brings down, that why Hashem me'etzem made a nes of Chanukah? Zog the Maharal, getting close to where I really want to get to, Klal Yisrael didn't realize be'etzem there was a nes. It's a melchama. So the Tzionim do'an Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, and the times that they managed to win the Arabs, was the Tkufas that they managed to win the Arabs. Yeah, they thought Tzal, Sagor, strong. The ganze Welt, they convinced the ganze Welt that it's a strong army, yeah? Man, we know who they are, yeah? Aber was? And they kreche beitzim yadi, Habacher himself. He does epes, you know. He thinks, oh, he's managing. He does. He has shaykhes in camp and does. He has everyone in his positions, yeah? The ganze Mandoma, the hustle's a ganze Knacker, yeah? If Hashem wants in 1 second, you're worth nothing. Hashem can take it all, you feel a bad mood, no one speaks to you, you feel like you're nobody, yeah? In 1 minute it changes. But people don't feel it. So Hashem, miyad after Chanukah, he made a ness. If the Pach Hashem and that Klal Yisrael will realize, as the Nitzochen is given duch the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So zok the Maharal, this is B'nei Bino Yimei Shmoyna. What is B'nei Bino Yimei Shmoyna? So he says, Tam. Bnei Bino, while they were maving mitoich the nes of Chanukah, they were kaveh. The people that were not maving, nish gemach the Chanukah. Nish gemach the Chanukah. What was the Chanukah? We won a war. Strong army. We hide in the caves. They came from the bottom. The guy went under the elephant. He cut. And she, Yehudis went inside, chopped his head. Everyone ran away. Apok lo geyidin we gehad, yeah? Apok lo geyidin. Apok strong geyidin. They managed to run the war. Nish gemach. What was the Chanukah? What was the party for? Aber noch der Dess von Chanukah ist, B'nei Bino, Kovu Yemei Shmoyna. Aber, maybe ich muss sie von it. Der Chassim Sefer in Droshes goes al derech dem, but he says, was schene Knetsch. He says, but he has a kasha. He doesn't understand. How Klal Yisrael knew that the oil lit in for 8 days? It was inside the Heichol. And the Kohen came out and said it was a nes. So the ganze nes was the Kohen said there was a nes. Who said maybe the Kohen by night added oil? When the Kohanim came out, you know, we didn't have oil for 8 days. You know, it was burning. Other y'all the name. Maybe middle of the night someone. What was the ganze nes? It was Amor Nezach. Zog dem Chassam Sefer and Roshes, it's a beautiful vault. Zog dem Chassam Sefer that they didn't light the candles inside. They lit the candles outside. They lit the candles outside. Why? Chassam Sefer says, why was Tumor in the Heichol? Was Tzlomim in the Heichol? So it was oil. Everything was Netame. We know Tzlom is Netame. So maybe they went outside to the open place. So the Chassam Sefer, Lefi ze nir li dovor niflo. He says, al derech adrush. Everyone knows, oil, if you put a candle outside when it's windy, the fire goes much higher, much stronger, and it needs much more oil. And the Chosim Kohen Gadol was oil for the menorah that was lit in inside. But while they had to light the menorah b'chatzris, the Rambam pass in Sar Shehidlik, Motzibis the menorah medlikim b'chutz, that you could light b'chutz, they needed more oil, so it was not even enough oil for the first day. So b'meile, Klal Yisrael were makir in the nes. B'meile was a nes even the first day. So b'nei bino yemei shmoyin otake, So it's more from that. So then it's the same Vodah, but even the first day Taka, so the Nitzachim Taka was the Neres for the Nitzachim. But Taka, the Nebino Taka saw the Nes and saw the godliness of the Nes and was Taka lighting for 8 days. We can mark him Drashmel, you know, it's not a Hanukkah party now. I want to come to the Nekuda. Chazal tell us that the Yevonim said, Kisvu lochem al keren ha-shoir, ein lanu chelik v'nachlo be'eloike Yisrael. Kisvu lochem al keren ha-shoir. The Yevonim, Kisvu lochem al keren ha-shoir, ein lanu chelik v'nachlo be'eloike Yisrael. What is al keren ha-shoir? And the horn of the shoir to write down, ein lanu chelik v'nachlo. So I heard one shot, my wife's grandfather, Reb Leib Gurwitz, he said that he saw in the English Museum that in the old days, instead of bottles, they didn't have bottles, they took horns, and they would put milk inside. Like, this is the baby that had to drink with a bottle. So it means that the Yevonim wanted from the kids, from the time they're born, to mechanach them, ein lanu chelik v'nachlo b'eloike Yisrael. This is the vote on the horns. That's a shein ha'malach. But I think the Pashtus Advarim is, in the old days, the cars were the shvorim. They carried the shvorim, they walked around in the streets. Shoshon lagach dalad vehei, ma'alechas b'shusarabim, metiz etzirus, b'shusayochid. I mean, that's the shvorim. They wanted, and the shvorim, like today we have on the buses, big posters. And the shvorim, they're written down, ein lanu chelik v'nachlo. Today I saw brought down, as in Rambam, in Igeres Taimon, says, v'omru lichtev al chulzaseyem, to write on the shirts. Like the same thing they have in the buses, people have on the shirts also, you know, campaign on the shirts. So, as is the Rambam, that the Yevonim took to put on the shirts, and to campaign all over, ein lanu chelik v'nachlo be'eloike Yisrael. What's the pshat in there? So I want to be masbir shtik. Chazal zogen, nechaneke she'inicho lemalo me'esri ma'amo psula. So it's a famous vote of Yenis and Ibishitz. I'm sure all of you heard this vote a lot of times, but I want to say Pshat al Tarkein. The Gemara says, Mechanike she'inicho lemalo me'esrim am, Dorash Rabbi Yenis and Bar Simloi, Mon Shabbos, Nafchofala from Mudbeis, Mai dichsi v'aboy reik en boy mayim, says in our parsha, that they threw Yosef to the boy, v'aboy reik en boy mayim, Mimashma she'nemar v'aboy reik, Ein yoydea she'ein bo mayim, matal mudloy mar ein bo mayim, aval nechoshim ve'akrabim yesh boy. So v'haboy reik ein bo mayim, aval nechoshim ve'akrabim yesh boy. V'dor ha'shav yenis et bar simloy, ma'y nerchanike she'inicho lemalo me'esri, ma'amo psulo. So Rabbi Yenis and Ibish, it says, what is the shaykh is these two maimers? More Shabbos. Dora Shabbos. So my Yisrael, my boy Reik, I'm in my mind. Shabbos Shemaim, my boy Reik, I'm in the Shabbos Shemaim. Alo my mind, Eber Melchosh, my Krab, I'm Yesh Boy. But Dora Shabbos, my Yisrael, my Yisrael, and Nechanu, because Shinuch, Alo Malam, Esim, Amo Psulo, Kisuka, Vekamov. So the world says, both of them are Dora Shabbos and Bar Simloi. A lot of times in the Gemara, but it's the same name. The name was run after each other. But in the Medrash, it's in two different names, and it's near each other. Again, it's the Rhein, the Gduke Seifrim. Zog Yabenis and Ibish, it's a Teretz. That's Mot Nezach. They threw him to the boy, was full with nechoshim v'akrabim. The Gemara says, me'idim alav shemeis. A person falls into a boy full with snakes, you could say, eidus, that he died. And nothing happened to Yosef. So they see that the Ribbono shel Olam. How they sold him after the Mitzrayim? Hashem saved him from the nechoshim v'akrabim. The Torah says, given lemala me'esimam. You don't see. This is the bottom of Yenis and Ibish. So I want a little bit, just a bit drush, to explain a little bit. Why? You don't see? I see. All of us see. But you don't see Lamala Mesrimama? We see even planes in the sky. You see? You don't see Lamala Mesrimama? The Torah says, the Gemara doesn't say you don't see. The Gemara says, lo yishalte be'ein. And I want to explain. This is the oimik of the whole Zach. Maybe first we'll take Taka Binyan's and Ibish's part. You think the Achim didn't see that Yosef was saved? They saw the miracle. He was thrown into the boil, was nechashim ve'akrabim, and no one touched him. But was lemato me'esrim amo, leishalta be'eine. They saw, but they didn't see it in front of them. Maybe the snakes were sleeping. What was happening? Maybe he set up instead of them. You know, he gave them to eat. So, you know, what happened exactly? And Choshev were busy fighting with each other. What was happening in that moment? Maybe something was happening there. Another animal fell in with Yosef together. They knew the nest, but they didn't see it. The chanukah she'inicha l'malah me'esr ma'amu psulo kesuka v'chemovu. It's a mess, but you don't see it. I want to explain. But listen carefully. The milchama of the Yevonim was bilbuladas. People will see the whole time on Keren HaShoir, Ein lonu chelek v'nachlo be'eloike Yisrael. From the time their babies, and the cars, and the shirts, Ein lonu chelek v'nachlo be'eloike Yisrael. The ness of Chanukah was Sidori boyne shloilo. Sidori boyne shloilo. Now, be'etzem, b'nei bino yemei shmoino. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to show Nes Golui. Nes Borur. The Nitzochim was a Nes. It was not even a question. Hashem saved us from the Yevonim. Even in time of the Yevonim. People think if I would be there, you would be there, you would fight on that change. But if I would be, then for sure, I would believe. Nah. You would be there, you would say, strong army. I also want to be from the Maccabim. Hashem saved us because we're sitting and learning Be'iyun. Because people were learning by Amala Shel Teirah. Ach! People had made money because they made money. No, because some they support some yeshivas, they made money. Because some people were learning, Hashem help you. Nah! The army wins. I want to tell you a story I heard once from Rav Hadass. Rav Hadass said he was a bocher in Ponovich, and they came from the radio, from television, to interview him. Why the yeshiva bocher don't go to the army? So he said, you know, because we believe that if you sit and learn, so we protect. The guy said, okay, the guy stopped the recording. He said, you know, you're speaking to the radio. Maybe you don't know. You know, I don't want something finale. Like, you know, maybe something nice. Okay, I'm recording again. So, Rav Hadass, I'm asking you again. So why? He was a bacher then. Rav Shach sent him to ask him. And he will be the one to answer. So why the yeshiva bacher are not going to the army? He said, you know, because we believe that when we sit and learn, we protect the world. So okay, maybe you don't understand. I speak to people that are more intellectual. And they, you know, a bit more normal. So you can't give them like old answers. Like maybe you could give them like a good answer, explanation why you don't go to the army. So he said, listen, if what I really believe in, I can't convince you. You want me to make up an answer that I myself don't think that is true and to convince you? This is the only answer that I really know. It's right or not, I don't know. But this is my only answer. You want me to make up something that I also don't hold for just to convince you? How much people really believe that it's possible that we don't fight? Because when we're sitting and learning, if I'm telling you heard something happen in India, I didn't learn Friday strong. I was not a mismanaged that Friday. So for sure it happened because of me. Because it's not that if I would learn, Mistama would be more terror in the world, so for sure it would be better. So I can't say Yodenu Leshofchu Esadam. How much people really think like that? That if I would learn better that Friday, Mistama would not happen. It's a big chance that it would not happen. Mach, basically, the India commander would be better, so Mistama would break in quicker. Yeah? The Shagna Hazach. No, I don't think so, but. What do you mean, but? No, if it happened in America, the Marines for sure will manage. Will not take 36 hours. That's the Shagna Hazach. We don't believe. We're also holding in that matzah. You think we'll be in the Yevonim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the nest of the Pach HaShemen, that deer was black and white. Schwarz auf weiß. Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. But from that you have, okay, this is an S. Who said, you know, this was an S. Who said the Gansi Milchama was an S? This was the B'nai Bino. To be minded that the Milchama of the Yevonim was an S. The Oyer of the Yevonim that, we said last time, Mas Vad, The Yontev Shel Teira Shel Baal Peh, this is the Nitzochin. Ner Mitzvah V'Teira Oir. V'Nechasheich Ozeh Malchus Yovon. How Ilchim B'choy Shech Rovu Ergodl. To believe that this is the thing. This was the Havoid of Bnei Bina. But how you win? How you manage? How you manage to change it? The way you manage to change it is, Shalte Be'ene. Nechanike, you have to see it. You have to live it. Lemalo me'esrimamo, le'shalte be'ene. We need everyone to see the nest all over. Around, inside, in the face. It's not lemalo me'esrim. The achim, they saw Yosef as nitzol. But was a p'chine, if le'shalte be'ene. I don't know, like, kipshutoi, was takilu matro me'esrimamo, was far away, they didn't see the nest in front of them. As a koyach of a person to be machlish this emunah, as a koyach of a person not to see it straight, not to look straight into the emunah. The avoida of Yemei Chanukah is lehashkichom teirosecho ulehavirom michuke retzonecho ve'ato barachamecho rabim omato lehem be'etzorosom ravto es rivom danto es dinom nokanto es nikmosom. I'm sure a lot of times you stalled on the ore. We don't say that they wanted to kill us. We don't say that was dangerous. It was two things. And we don't say that we won them. Rav to es rivom, dan to es dinom, vokam to es nikmasom. Technically how it worked. This is unsere emune. That the matore was lehashkichom teirosecho. And the nitzochen is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets the teire to be kayom. The whole world is that lehim the teire could sit and learn. What is the avoida of Chanukah? So last week we spoke one chelek. This is the main chelek, teire shebaal peh. Everything what we said, aribar and aribar, I said, when he had time to cancel all of the parties, Baruch Hashem. Some bakeries came to tiny, the tech is less people invite ordering things now, Baruch Hashem. Say that. But the second chelik from the Avoida. What is the second chelik of the Avoida of Chanukah? The bitochen in Boira Oilom. Shekol ma'aseinu v'gvuraseinu einu elo nisim. B'nei bino kovu yamei shmoino. B'nei bino. People that are maybe dovo mitech dovo. So we have the oil. The oil was only a symbolize. We spoke last week in one mahala. This is the reason we take the menorah. The menorah was the one that showed, that advised, that showed to the whole world. It's no shyness. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam. In a war, in a fight, it's very hard to carry on believing that it's the Ness. I'm winning you. I'm stronger. In the whole world, strong people win. Schwache people. Countries, sometimes 2 people run over, 1,000 people run away from 2 people. Echo Yirbe, Echo Delef, Ushnaim Yonisu Revova, Shteit in Dvorim. It happens. But the Nes, the Chanukah was closed. B'nei Bina Kovu Yemei Shmoino. For the Chanukah alone, like the Maral would never be Kaveh on this. So we had oil, we didn't have oil. It's a ganze party on oil. The oil shows us that the Nitzochen, that the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just to speak about Nitzochen, Nitzochen, Nitzochen. I told someone once, if you would be in Purim, you would not believe in Mordechai v'Esther. What was the story? What was the story of Purim? It was Mordechai. That he started up with Achashverosh because everyone wanted to go to the Chasana, yeah? And he said, it's only Rabbanut Mehadr, you're not allowed to eat there, yeah? Was even more from that. It was kosher and ganzen. But he said, Tzipasnish, the kelim, you know, not serving, it's not pasnish. Or, then, Haman said to me, Mishtachave, you could have moved to the other street, and you could have laid on the floor, lekom v'lezois, like this. Yeah, he could have laid before, the Gemara says, he could have stand, lekom v'lezom imenu. So Haman decided, if Mordechai is such a person, I is a yid, you know what, I'll kill all the yid. Mordechai tells everyone, you know why he wants to kill you? Because you ate yesterday in the wedding. Come on, I'm sure you ate in the wedding. he waited the edict, nothing happened. You end up, you teased Haman. He's Mishnah Melech HaChashverosh. Every morning you stand there, he goes, Vayimole Haman Chayma. He even told us, he didn't want to kill Yidden. He asked what nation you are. Ki Yidulo is Am Mordechai. Mordechai says, no. Forget about me. It's because of you, you ate in that wedding. No. Okay, then Haman has to kill everyone. They find out that the ex-wife of Mordechai is married to the king. He tells her, please go, tell her you're my wife, and please take care of the things. She goes, she's Tim Tzochein V'chesed, Matil Bashmalchus. The king likes it. The king says, kill Haman, save Mordechai. Mordechai says, you see? Hashem helped us. What do you tell her? You start off with Haman, you made up with Haman, your wife is friendly with the king, Baruch Hashem, things are taken care of. 7 years it took, it was not even one person that believed Mordechai. We daven and Baruch Hashem, now it's worked out. And after that, Mordechai, by the way, already, from time saved the king. He had a couple things inside. And the king said, Mordechai is the one that saved me. She's the queen. And not only that, when Ahasuerus went out, the Gemara says, the Malach pushed Haman. It looked like he was trying to ma'anas Esther with Beis HaMelech. So for sure. No, there was the Malach pushing him. Everyone saw. He started up with Esther. No one had a tzad. Chazal tell us that it's Pungfakel. That was a Kloyan Klal Yisrael. And Lo Yitzu, Mordechai would not be Meisr Nefesh. Klal Yisrael would be killed. But Val Mordechai was Meisr Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem. And Hashem had to save Mordechai. Because Mordechai was Meisr Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem. Bishchus Mordechai, everyone was saved. And this is what she told him, Zeresh, im Zera Yehudim, Vailach, Elo Yisrael, Lipa, Nofel Tipa. No one believed it. It's a bizarre shmuz. How taki people believe Mordechai? You had to be meshuga to believe Mordechai. It's a story of a chet that is not clothed, it's a chet, it's kosher, who said, everyone went, everyone died, let them go, yeah? So it's a mad mazach. Everyone goes, everyone eats. I'm not sure where, yeah? Tell them it's Averi, because of that everyone has to be killed. Why I'm saying that? Same thing happened in Hanukkah. They were fighting. They were hiding in the caves. The Yevonim came from here. The Yevonim came from here. They have all different stories. Look in history books. All different stories how they did it. Hashem doesn't give it. So people think, if I would be then, what's the mentality? I'm in 2008, I'm like this. If I would be then, I would be a different person. Be worse. This was the Yischaskis of Chanukah. Our task is to take the Yimei Chanukah and to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of the Elohim De'atoiro. And this is the only important thing in the world. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. And there's no one that is Elohim De'atoiro that Hashem doesn't take care of. There's not even one Lema Torah. This bitochen. The person takes these two things in Chanukah. The one thing in Chanukah that we said is Amol Shel Torah. Torah Be'iyun. Torah Shebaal Peh. And the second thing, he works on himself. He puts in himself this Klore bitochen. This bitochen Sholem in Beire Oilam. That everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no Teva v'minhogo Shel Olam. Even the first day is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bnei Bino kovu yemei shmoino. Only Bnei Bino. It's not only Bnei Bino. The Pshutei Am didn't dance. They danced. Because we won. But they didn't make party to Hashem. They danced. It was parties. But not to Hashem. Today also. Not the Bnei Teira make parties in Chanukah. But not parties to Hashem. These people talk, are not Bnei Bino. Some of Bnei Bino, Hashem saved me, he had to learn. So what I'm doing 8 nights, not learning every 8 nights. So chutz beklap ishmaye. A person goes to a party every night. Hashem, I love you, I'm Amish, you help me to learn, so I'm not learning. I'm Amish, where else I could go? My daddy's shiva, this is shiva, this camp, this party. These friends from that neighborhood, these people from that neighborhood. Baruch Hashem is only 8 days. I'm telling you, it was a bacher last year, I remember, he was going to ask him, what's the problem? For 1 day, he doesn't have a party yet. Then he found that, his sister's neighbor is doing a party. So if we go. I'm saying, a person that goes, al kochach, he doesn't feel Chanukah. What he feels, he will miss out. You don't miss out. Bnei bina kovu yemei shmoinu. בעזרת השם, הוא מסעל את הגדר, הוא מזרח את הבעיות.